Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Lord Cyrus, the Canadian contingency off first.
He's on. I did a show. I just did Kill in the Town.
Right.
Got good reviews.
Very good.
Very respectful conversation because I'm still at a, you know, because he's promised me a spot at Impact.
Right.
I have to be nice to him.
Right.
You know.
During the conversation, was that brought up again or no?
Yeah, we talked about that. You know.
Right.
It's going to be I'm going to have a pretty good spot there, I think. I think I deserve it. You know?
Right. I can't wait to see
the numbers I drew. Yeah.
What?
They mocked the Creative Control Network for the first few minutes, too. That was very nice.
Yeah. What do we say about you guys? If I forgot, like we're talking about because here's what we're talking about, Conan. We were talking about how, you know, that in the podcasting community of professional wrestling, you know, the amount of people with actual expertise in professional wrestling has got really diluted because there's so many people doing podcasts now,
right.
You know? And basically we pointed to the Creative Control Network. It's how Joe has built up a network of people with no expertise experience, except the only experience they've had is being guests on our show.
Right. You know, that's tremendous.
But he's developed a whole network out of it, with the exception of Animal, who obviously has clout and stuff and everything. But
and
you have
Hurricane
to.
Shane Helms.
Oh, Shane Helms is on the Creative Control Network?
Yeah, started last week.
Wait, that's on your network?
Yeah.
You mean Jericho wouldn't even put Shane on the Jericho Network? But you had to put Shane on the Creative Control Network?
I guess so. I wasn't privy to their negotiations, but yeah.
Is he instructing you to wear? Are you instructing him to do the has to wear Creative Control Network merchandise when he does the podcast?
Oh yeah, there's a case on the way to the house. Yeah, he's getting them all: the shirts, the hats.
Are you serious?
No, not yet. But I'll give him a shirt, definitely a shirt or two.
Oh my God,
why haven't you given us one? Oh, you have one. Disco wore one yesterday.
Earlier on the show today, yeah.
That is true.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino Pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang, 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 bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, 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 bang. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up and the feet up, greased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot. Like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clock up in the shop, straight boosting. To all my hand did down.
Can we get in the mailbag?
Yeah,
you hear me?
You see that I agreed with your comment on Twitter, D.I.
Yeah, yes, you did agree. And I'm sure everybody will be I'm sure that that thread will go on for a while.
Wait a minute. Did you see that lad Storm liked it?
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, well, it's true. Even like even Black Man USA said, like, you know, I don't know how anybody could actually argue at this point. You know, he argues with me all the time, you know, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's like, I don't know. Just like I said, I just would not. I don't know why these people feel the need. And at the end of the day, it's like you got one of the Jackson kids has to go on Twitter and say, hey, guys, I'm all right. It's like, well, you know, you kind of brought that's fine. It's great. You're all right. But you volunteered to do that spot yourself. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, bro, if you weren't all right, I'm like, you know.
I don't know if you'll get mad watching the match or not, because, but bro, that match was so full of creative spots. It really was.
But when there's so many creative spots, it doesn't look like a match. You know what I'm saying? It looks like just a bunch of
of vignettes. It's a ladder match. It's a ladder match. It's a modern day ladder match. It's what it is. Yeah. But anyways,
all right, let's get to the mailbag. Because I don't have a whole lot of time here today. All right. The first one's
you're getting pretty surly. I am, you know.
Sunday surly.
We're recording this on Sunday because I'm going to be traveling this weekend. I got a lot of stuff going on. So
where are you going, Glenn?
Back to Atlanta. Probably 5 days.
Your mom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything cool over there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to do my fantasy draft on Wednesday. So. All
right.
Yeah. Remember, you weren't here, but when we had Matt Waldman on.
Yeah.
I was talking about his rankings.
Right.
And I was like, and it was funny at the time. I was like, because I give him like a lot of guys he had ranked way higher than other guys. A lot of guys he had ranked way lower. And of all the guys in fantasy football, this is before this past weekend, he had LeSean McCoy like ranked like the highest of any other guy in the business had him ranked.
Oh, man.
I'm like the 18th best running back. Now he's getting traded. He's going to Kansas City, and he might be the best running back in the league. I mean, he'll easily be the top 18 running backs. You know, that's the funny thing about that.
He was traded. He wasn't released.
He was released, and they picked him up. And then Kansas City picked
him
up.
Kansas City signed him.
They got
him for
free.
I got you.
Yeah. So, all right. So the first one's from Chris Karcher, and the subject is NXT UK. What to do, fellas? After almost falling asleep 3 times watching AEW Saturday night, these promotions have to chill with these shows going till midnight for the sake of us non-millennials who actually drink beer. I sat down Sunday and watched Walter versus Tyler Bate. I was beyond impressed with the presentation of how this match was put together. I was expecting the typical unrealistic bullshit big guy versus small guy match, but only counted 2 moves, and if it were a real fight, there's no chance Walter is letting Bate do that to him. My only other criticism is that I think Walter utilizes chops too often. Was wondering if you agreed. Tyler Bate is a typical small Irishman who, if I see at a bar talking to my girl, I try to fight him and get dropped in 3 punches before I knew what happened. Meanwhile, Walter is the guy at the bar where if he bumps into you and calls you a whole, my response would be, you're absolutely right. I'm sorry. these guys sold their asses off for 40 minutes and had a tremendous, yet not overdone, pace to the match, which left me on the edge of my seat. My question is, do you think that they should have this rematch the night NXT goes head-to-head with AEW? I don't think AEW could match this with anything on their roster, and the majority of wrestling fans would choose to watch NXT if they advertised kicking off the show with this rematch. Thoughts, comments, concerns? I love the content you guys provide weekly. The last thing we need is another 3-hour show of a bunch of marks reviewing only the last past week of wrestling.
Yeah,
where's Huvy?
I hate those shows.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, those UK guys, they're far more skilled than the American guys because they learn more wrestling than high flying stuff, you know, when they're being trained, you know, and then they learn the details. Like if you've ever, like, I remember at the school one day, me and Regal like rolled around
it's called British style.
Right, yeah. It is a style, you know, cause like they literally could, like, you know, it's two British
like
guys wrestling
system. Remember?
Yeah. So for two British guys wrestling each other looks really cool because, but like sometimes it's like I wrestled with Regal for an hour straight one day at the power plant. And it was like I say, that was your first out. You know, we're just out there doing, you know, everything. And I'm like,
let me tell you, Griegel was great at facials. He was great at selling. He was great at wrestling. He was great on the mic. And I also like to say that one of my favorite vignettes of all time was A Man's Man.
Yeah, man's he's a man.
He'd be shaving with a razor, and then he had like a forklift.
Right.
Do you remember? And squeezing his own orange juice.
Squeezing his own orange juice. He had like a construction hat on.
Do you remember?
Like a construction guy, though.
When he was.
Yeah, I don't. But the original comment, should they put. I don't care. Who knows what. I mean, you're not. That's not going to be like the ratings
let me tell you, putting one match on.
You know,
Let me just say one thing. I like both Walter and Tyler Bate. But you wouldn't put that because nobody knows who they are. But you could put that as a match. On NXT, where they could really get over to a large fan base, but I'd have somebody else draw the draw the attention to that show. You know what I'm saying? So they had more of a name.
And okay, the next, I don't go out of my way too much to watch too much wrestling anymore. Like I'll watch some stuff with my dad, whatever. But I have
that's
heard,
good since you're in the wrestling industry.
I know,
and
right?
And you're on a whole bunch of wrestling podcasts.
But I have heard great things about the Cesaro match and this match with Walter and Tyler Bate. So I might actually go out of my way to watch. NXT
I
want to
see the Cesaro match.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The next one's with Fido Dido. The subject is meeting The Rock. Greetings to the crew. I've heard you guys talk about how you're fans of The Rock back in the day. Have any of you met him? And how is he in person? To my guy, the Mighty Mighty DI, bet the farm on a parlay. Justin Gathjay and Whitaker to win by decision. Boom, Fido Dido. I've never met The Rock. So have you?
No.
Yeah, neither have I. All right. So that's so much for that. The next one's from Joe Troller.
All right.
Oh, geez.
All right, you got the kazoo ready, coded if he tries to insult you here?
All right.
All right. The subject is MJF sucks.
What?
Morning, team. I can see the sun bouncing off Conan's shiny chrome dome head because he's a bald ass. Anyway, I hate MJF. This is the kind of asshole that old hacks like Jim Cornette think about in the shower. This guy's only popular with AEW fans because those guys are all a bunch of assholes who think wrestling is real, and he panders to it. So my question is, and try to actually answer the fucking question. I'm sick of you guys getting a question just blanking it. That's fucking insulting to us fans.
Uses a lot of foul language.
What a troll. But just because you do that, for him to be very disrespectful, these emails are trying to get. Why are gimmicks like this popular? Does someone sticking to kayfabe actually make sense in 2019? MJF sucks. Also, MJF looks like a reject from Friends. Cody Rhodes couldn't beat my chick's cake batter, and Conan is a bald asshole. I think that MJF kid is pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a little undersized, but like he's got an over the top personality, so
he's getting he's bulking up too, so he's looking a little
very apropos to his name, Joe Troller. That's what he's
Wait, time out. I gotta cut you guys off.
Yeah.
Because it says the next one is from Joe Troller, and the subject is Joe, add this to my last email. So Joe Troller has an amendment to his email.
Yeah.
Also, Vampiro, that jerk off, was talking shit about you guys on Twitter. He said in something like, quote unquote, those guys talking about your show can suck a quote unquote bag of dicks, unquote. Conan, you going to take that? The so-called master of the verbal gym is just going to sit there and think about Rey Mysterio and not take a shot back? Joe, make it. It puts in capital letters. He's telling you, Joe, make him cut a promo.
Okay.
P.S. I want to come on the next roundtable. What do you guys say? What day do you guys record? Oh, wow. Joe Troller wants to come on the roundtable.
Okay, so let me make sure a couple things Joe understands. The only only thing that Joe can make for me is money. And the other thing is that you asking for us to do anything at all, especially you, you should know that rule. What happens, Joe, when people ask or suggest or request or recommend?
Suggestions, recommendations are all noted, but ultimately denied.
They're not taken into consideration.
See ya.
But I think what's going on there is the guy that does Vampiro's podcast now is the same guy from Wrestling with Reality that's feuding with me, Jeff Lane, Russo, Husey, the Grapplers now. So I think what happened was in a thread where we were taking shots back and forth, Vampiro was tagged. And I think that's what the guy Wang was trying to do, stir up a little rivalry.
Durbin sent me a direct message about the Wang. I guess he's trying to get you guys suspended from Twitter and stuff, too.
I was kicked off Twitter for 24 hours last week.
Those guys are pussies.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Why is there so much – all the Mark podcasters cause all the problems for some reason. I don't know why. The next one's from Mike Holder. And the subject is last week's mailbag and parody accounts. Greetings, salutations. And this is from Mike Holder, so he's not the big. I'm not a big fan of this guy.
Right.
Greetings, salutations. And
okay, did he start it off with salutations?
Greetings and salutations.
That's because remember I said that.
Yeah, yeah.
That one guy put he. What was it? What did he tell us? Remember?
He said like "what up, though" or something. No, yeah, what yeah, did yeah, he yeah. say? Something like that.
Yeah.
And DI took exception with his yeah. greeting.
With yeah. his vernacular.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
All right. This is from Mike Holder. Greetings, salutations, and tidings of good joy, gentlemen. First off, from last week's mailbag, Kona was right.
Tidings.
This was 1,000%.
Wait a second.
This was almost 2 years ago. You made the point to defend bitch-ass KG on his commentary, which Conan should have watched the Spanish commentary and not be so harsh on bitch-made KG. Now, last week you stated people don't watch wrestling for commentators. So which is it? As a fan, I can tell you, if J.R. Schiavone or Mike Tenay wasn't announcing, I didn't watch the show. In sports, I'm a Mets fan, so if Gary Coleman didn't call the play-by-play, I didn't watch. What are your thoughts, Buglebeak? Also, you know you've made it when you get a parody account. Hashtag Hike Mulder. Hashtag MWO. I'm glad Conan laughed, and disgusting disco makes my day a little better. Boom. Oh, last thing, if that hand job cookbook becomes a thing under drinks, they should have a Red Bull and Grey Goose handy. Hashtag Sapphire. Yeah, go F Mike a hole, all right?
That's not a bad idea. Red Bull and Grey Goose hand job, man. That could be a thing.
Perky right up. What's his question?
What was this thing I saw? Wait 1 second, because now I just remembered something. What was this thing I saw on Twitter, Joe, where it said Raven, who's on the list? And then Conan, Disco, Conan says something on the list. And then I said Seth Rollins ribs. And then he said Seth Rollins pranks. And then you popped or something like that.
No, well,
you
I
guys
did?
Review? No. This was on Raven's show. I guess.
I don't remember really. I think we were just talking about how Raven was on the list, and he asked who else was on it, and I was telling him the different things that were on the list.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
That sounds suspicious, but go ahead.
Yeah, it does sound very suspicious.
If anybody can shed any light on this, if he's holding back, please let us know the actual context of that conversation.
So the next one's from Terry Nandy. And subject is Charlotte Flair's WWE World Champion. Hey, boys, what up? Just listening to your latest show, smoking some Iranian tobacco here in Vancouver.
Oh.
I had a question with how much WWE is obsessing with Charlotte Flair. Why don't they just make her the World Heavyweight Champion? I know that's probably going to get a kazoo from my homie K-Dog, but think about it. Her versus Seth Rollins right now, she could probably beat the shit out of him. I mean, Becky Lynch can beat the shit out of Seth Rollins. And then all due respect to Kofi Kingston, but Charlotte, I think, is much bigger than him anyway. Do you think we'll finally get up to a point where Charlotte Flair somehow, like, within the next year or two is going to win the world title? Because it just seems like the women's title is so beneath her, the way they hype her up. Okay, what an idiot. Joe, these are probably, are these the type of people that, like, follow you on Twitter and listen to the Creative Control Network?
It's possible. I don't think I've heard the name Terry
Nandy.
That was a
dumb, stupid, that was a dumb email. Okay? Well, you that guy.
As you noted, he
well,
did it.
Could happen. Who knows? It could happen. I mean, I could see them putting Charlotte over Kofi one day.
Yeah, but Disco, you noted, of course, that Terry from Vancouver here was also very stoned when he wrote the email, or she. Okay. So,
all right, the next one is from Adam Hughes. That's Hughesy.
Oh, there he is.
Subject: Marks have killed the enjoyment. Gee, well, that's kind of a self-reflection right there.
Right.
Hey Conan, when are you coming on the? Podcast, my
Never.
Friend? We'll call it the Conan Christmas Classic. KKK spells it with all K's.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's very racist.
Look at Joe trying to put that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, and this is for Joe too.
Mark.
Have marks killed the enjoyment of wrestling? It used to be the escapist fun, but in 2019 it seems to be only for big, fat, girly voice, hyper mega nerds with beards, feminine voices, using wrestlers for profile pictures, and they all talk like girls. Have marks ruined it? It's impossible to enjoy now because these AEW fans, wrestling marks. Will wrestling ever be cool again, or have this girly voice, fat beard marks and their endless tagging on Twitter ruined it for us all? I don't know. He may have a point. Like, if these fans, if this is continuously the fan that wrestling continues to draw, you're not going to get other people to engage.
Right.
Because, like, these people are just the worst. I mean, like, they're all, you know, I mean, seriously, it's like these conversations you see on Twitter, just when the shows are on, it's just like, it's not cool. It's really like you can't show people this and think that like if you showed people the Twitter conversations and you say, hey, you want to watch wrestling? This is whatever he's talking about. They'd be like, what the F are these people talking about? You know?
Right. You're not going to get your everyday weekly NFL fan or tailgater take them to a wrestling show in that atmosphere. You know, it's not like it used to be. A wrestling tailgate would look like a football tailgate, but now is there really that much wrestling tailgating going on anymore? You know, certainly not before All Out, I wouldn't think.
Right. The next one's from Jeremy, and the subject is fights between Conan and Disco with a question mark. Hello, Keep It 100, Conan. Firstly, great job on both content ideas. Next, a question for Conan and Disco. Have you ever had major fights or drama backstage where you worked together at WCW? If so, what were they and what happened? Thanks to Highwayman. Major fights or drama? No, I mean, between us? I don't know if that's the... I guess it is. Fights between Conan and Disco. We never really did. We never had any fights, did we?
No.
So, yeah.
Between you and I, no.
Was there ever...
The only fights you've had on this podcast.
Was there ever any situations where you guys had to back the other up against somebody else, though?
No, of course not. Bro, you got to understand. You got to understand. I'm like, I don't know what people think about me, but if you were the WCW locker room around that culture, I was a happy-go-lucky guy. Like, I can't – I mean, Conan, did people have, like, a lot of heat with me?
No.
Yeah, did I have a lot of heat with us? Like, I was always cool and funny and just laugh. You know, just that's the way I don't really have a lot of – you know. And then that's the thing, too. When WCW was stinking and we were going out of business, I was always in a joyful, happy mood because everybody – I wouldn't let everything else bring me down. And everybody's always, like, looking like, why are you so happy? It's like, shit, guys, I love my job, you know? The next one's from Farron Cummings Jr. The subject is Monday Night Wars. I was wondering, how different would the Monday Night Wars have been if they happened today with social media and being able to DVR shows and YouTube? Back in the day, my brother and I would bring in one of the TVs in the other bedroom and watch them side by side. I'm thanking God that I got to live the work through the non-social media era wrestling because I just think it bred a different type of fan. I like the social media, you know, is like the garden for the smart marks because they can get, you know, go on the internet and talk about wrestling all day and stuff. And you know, and I don't think, you know, it's like psychoanalyzing wrestling on a daily basis. That really isn't my cup of tea. I just want to, I'd prefer just to, if the show was good, I'd like to just watch the show and then not really follow just until the next week's show. Which is why wrestling was popular back in the non-social media day, because like there wasn't everybody discussing what happened on the show the week before. Everybody like, you know, the whole time
there
you
was
just watch a show and they called it water cooler talk. The next day at school, kids would be talking about what happened, and they couldn't wait till the next week's show.
Yeah, but
that's how it works.
There always was this aspect of it, even before the internet. Really, there was that. RSPW group or whatever it was called. And then see, the thing is, you just didn't see it because why would you be on a wrestling message board? But message boards and chat rooms were like the Twitter of the day back then, and there was a whole lot of discussion and people being on the boards.
But here's the thing, it's like you would have to go in the WrestleZone.com forums.
Yeah,
like you'd have to go to a site and go in the forum. Now there's like one big site like Twitter,
and
like everybody's on it. And
not
like
only that, and what has happened is like happened like in anything else, the super fan, right, has just grown and grown and grown. So like when you talk to like Meltzer and Arezzi and Wade and all those guys, like they're super fans from when they were young. Probably Paul Heyman was one too. Cornette, you know, Heyman became a manager. Cornette got into the business. These other guys, one guy started a wrestling site. But now you see that you have like all these fucking super fans that they're not the minority. They're actually the majority.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But there's a funny clip. You're not on Instagram, are you, Conan?
No.
Yeah. You should get on it just because like, there's a lot of funny stuff that like you can DM guys. And plus Cross will DM you a bunch of funny shit too.
Right. But
John Arezzi had a great, like he has all these old clips from like the garden and stuff where he was just ringside taking, you know,
pictures.
Movies of paper. Well, not pictures, like film, you know?
Yeah.
The next one, Irish Pat would love, because he posted one where Stan Stasiak is coming in the ring with the Grand Wizard.
Right.
And then the Grand Wizard immediately is like face to face with the referee and they're arguing. You know, the referee's like sticking his finger in Grand Wizard's face and Grand, like backing him down and stuff. And like there's obviously, it's like you don't even have to watch, like there's no sound. But you're watching this, it's like, okay, these are, it's like you just, if you're just watching this, it's like this guy's obviously the heel, right?
Right.
So then Pedro Morales comes in the ring after the heels have been their thing, like Stasiak's yelling at the crowd, the Wizards argue with the referees, Pedro comes in the ring and he goes over the referee, puts his hand on the ref's shoulder, and they shake hands.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, hey, good job. It's like, good to see you. It's like, and that's, they've established like the baby face of it. Like, if you're not watching this, it's like, it's a very clear, you know.
Right.
It's like,
right.
I mean, it's just a funny, funny clip.
Yeah,
right?
They were just more meticulous back then and
over the top.
Yeah.
To be able to, because it's the thing, you know, the garden, you know, there's 20,000 people and there's a lot of people up at the blue seats.
Yeah.
So you want to try to make the people in the blue seats be able to animate so they can understand what's going on down there. You know what I'm saying? So the next one's from Rye B. And this is the last one, by the way. Subject is Lucha. Hello, guys. What's the difference in Lucha wrestling, if any, in Mexico and the United States? Thanks, Ryan Bendick. That's right up your alley, Conan.
The fans.
What would you say the difference is?
What were you going to say, Joe?
The fans are different. The Mexican fans are way more –
Oh, yeah. That's the number one. That's one. Yeah. The Mexican fan – Well, back in the day when I broke into wrestling, I would say probably 50% of the crowd like thought it was real.
Right.
And we graduated to this day, it's probably like 2%, right? What percentage do you think still exists in Mexico?
That thinks it's real?
That thinks it's real. They're invested in it like it's real. They're spitting on the – you know, they hate the guys.
Well, they invest in it like it's real, like, you know, 70%.
Wow.
Know? Yeah.
That's the, you know, that's the thing too. It's like I would tell people that listen to this podcast that, you know, if you're a professional wrestler and like, you know, you want to, Coney, like if you want to go to, if you still want to wrestle in front of, if you want to be able to experience wrestling in front of fans that are emotionally involved, you have to go south of the border to do it, because the fans here are not like, they don't have the emotional investment like they do in Mexico, you know? And like, you should go down to Mexico and experience working in front of a crowd for once in your life, you know, like the ones that just wrestled American Indies, and wrestle in front of a crowd that reacts differently. You know, they react to the, you know, if you wrestle a baby face and they're cheering you because they hate the guy, you know, it's just good that I got to that we got to wrestle in front of crowds like that. That to me is the best, is the best saving grace of my career, is I wrestled in the area where in the era where the fans were still emotionally invested, you know. But what else would you say the difference are between American Lucha and Mexican Lucha?
It's just two different styles. Like, if you come across the border, it's almost like, you know, the best way I can put it is almost like, you know, uncut cocaine. It's the rawest, purest Lucha Libre, you know.
Right.
And when you come to the United States, they've almost made like an Americanized Lucha version to appease the American taste. Almost like they would do, like, if you go to Italy, the pizza is very different than it is here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and
yeah.
So it's kind of been Americanized, you know? So that's basically it.
All right.
And it's just funny to me. And it's just funny to me, because even when I was watching AEW yesterday, there's so much Lucha stuff now that it's almost become like mainstream. Like,
right,
you don't even consider it Lucha anymore. That's how much Lucha has gotten into the modern product.
Right. Well, that's it for the mailbag.
All right, enjoy the rest of the show. Boom.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FACE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FACE. Enjoy.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
Now is the time to celebrate. The first NFL Sunday of the season is about to kick off, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, is putting you in the center of the weekend's action. New customers can get a free shot at a $1 million top prize with their first deposit by signing up using code Conan. That's K-O-N-N-A-N. Get in on the action now.
Yo, man, it's real simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Feel the NFL action like never before with a free shot at $1 million payday bowl.
Download the DraftKings app now and use code Conan. This week, new customers can get a free shot at the $1 million top prize and compete for millions in prizes across all contests. Enter code Conan, that's K-O-N-N-A-N, to get a free shot at the $1 million top prize with your first deposit. That's code Conan, only at DraftKings, the official partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit is required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Yo, get your fantasy football on at DraftKings. Boom. Are you guys ready for the world infamous disco list?
Let's do it.
Indeed.
Boom. Has heat with me that Cyrus is not on the list and that he is now going to be part of A-Axis Broadcasting.
No, I can't wait for that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Why can't,
is it on your cable?
Yeah, no. I mean,
they're going on the cable station that's on people's cable stations. They're cable networks.
I thought it had a really good reach. Yeah. It doesn't.
Better than the other one.
Better than Pursuit. I mean,
this is what New Japan was on. New Japan was getting 400,000 supposedly on Access.
Yeah,
I actually watched that. You got
a measuring stick here. Huh. You know.
Yeah. I watch it from time to time. They have real, real good concerts and like behind the scenes stuff.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, it's real good because they're associated with, I think, Live Nation. It might be.
Yeah,
and with like Ryan Seacrest.
Yep.
And so they've got all this like they'll do like remember that show that they used to have on VH1 that was really good Behind the Music?
Yeah.
Like they have shows kind of like that and it's really good. It's real good.
Let me tell you what's funny, okay?
Yeah.
And I want to send this to you. So how long was I an Impact for?
This recent time?
Yeah, like how long was I there for?
Oh, a few months.
I think I've done 8 televised shows with them.
Something like that.
I want to show you something. It's pretty funny. So if you talk about what do you call it? What did you call TV? What was it on? What network was it called?
Pursuit Channel.
Pursuit Channel. Okay. I did like 8 shows, right? So if you go to DVR, the Pursuit Channel on Cox, right, and it has, and you want to watch Impact Wrestling, and you hit the Impact thing for the DVR library, you know what shows up on it? You'll love this.
What?
Your picture?
Yeah.
Okay, I've seen
that. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Like they advertise me.
Yeah.
For like, I mean, that's the thing. And here I am. I'm not even like an active professional wrestler, kind of retired, but they're still advertising me for their show. Okay, so it's like, you know, so That's interesting. You know, I should put Don Callis back on the list.
Right.
Because I haven't received any royalties for this.
Right.
So let's put it back on the list.
Yeah, good. Do you like that decision, Joe?
I think he might have something to say about it soon, though. So.
Well, they're using my likeness excessively. Like they've gotten so much mileage out of me.
Right.
You know, that I should be getting money. You know how like a movie stars get royalties for their movies?
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that I'm constantly being advertised, that should be like some money out of the advertising budget. Would you agree?
Yes, and so Lord Cyrus would be the person to talk to.
Absolutely. I will absolutely be talking to you about this next week. Okay,
but right.
Let's put him on. Let's preemptively put him on the list.
All right.
And let him understand why he is on the list, and let's air this grievance.
All right. I like that. Lance Storm.
He's on the list. He actually he said a major announcement coming. Like he tweeted, and somebody said, "Oh, what, your daughter's taking disco off the list?" And he said, "Why would he, like, that'll never happen."
Oh, she responded to that.
She responded to that?
Yeah.
What did she say?
Someone sent it to me. She
I
said,
think maybe I blocked. I didn't see because maybe she blocks me.
She said, I can't believe that 2 years later people still ask me about this.
So. That's tremendous.
And someone,
I'll never forget.
Someone responded
never
back.
Forget.
Well,
put it on the disco list. I never forget. So see, that's I want people to know that about me. If you get put on the disco list because of something you said, I'm going to make sure nobody ever forgets what you said. Right?
Wow.
Yeah. Even if you're somebody's daughter. You know?
Yeah, there's a couple of daughters, sons, you know, combinations on this list.
Siblings.
Who else do we got here? Oh, Paul Security to the Star Lazenby.
You mean, do you keep calling Security the Star, but he's really Jericho's hired goon. He's on the list.
I like
him. Huh?
I like him. He's got some interesting tweets. He also hates KG's commentary, so we're friends in my book.
Scott Tuggle's deal more.
Scott Tuggles and Moore, he's on the list, even though they're on Access TV, and he probably assisted in helping that deal. I'm still got him. He's firmly implanted on the list.
All right.
basically for insinuating fake news about me about a Swingy with Vines match, which I never came up with.
Oh, the Crazy Eight match.
Yeah.
Chris, I live in a gigantic mansion and need a forklift to move my fish tank Jericho.
Well, that idiot's on the list. I mean, you know, how could you even consider taking him off the list when he lost the belt? And the story is still very unclear about that.
It was misplaced.
I'm still very confused about what exactly happened.
It was just misplaced.
We should know exactly what happened. And it's like the wrestling media, because they like AEW so much, that they don't want to make them look bad any worse, so they just kind of buried the story. You know, right. unless there are media sites that are trying to look into what actually happened.
Well, we're going to have Chris back on soon.
You're questioning the veracity of that belt being stolen, D.I.?
Absolutely.
How about the bubbly mean thing?
Yeah, a little bit of the bubbly.
I don't know. The whole thing about finding it on the side of the road just sounds absolutely ridiculous to me.
All right.
Right. Yeah, so the guy found the side of the road. That's right.
Well, you can ask him soon.
Huh?
He'll be back in 2 weeks. You can ask him soon.
How about this guy? The babyface assassin, K100 Hall of Famer, all-around good guy, a guy that once referred to the twerp and a punk.
And a wimp,
right? Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Ted Irvine.
He's still on the list.
All right. Rebecca Evers, Lance Storm's daughter.
Still on the list.
Are you happy that it still bothers her 2 years later?
No.
You're not? How about the... here's a North Kakalaki contingency. Matt Hardy, Jeff Maxwell, Wolfgang, the unborn baby boy, Rebby, Senor Benjamin, and Shane Helms.
Still on the list. All those rednecks.
That's tremendous. Jimmy Jacobs, blue fingernails and purple toenails. I'd like to tell you this week, his toenails were like a dark peach and like an orange cream popsicle color.
What were they now? An orange cream color?
Yeah, like, do you know that orange
They could be blue or brown or, you know, yellow, wait, anything, but especially that color. But still, if they're that color, it's still on the list.
That's very, very unique.
Yeah.
He needs to go to natural color, okay, to get off the list. All right.
Mark Madden, the super genius. Madden, who referred to you as Bugle Beak.
He's still on the list. He's not a genius.
How about Vince Russo, his singing, his Twitter followers, and his paintings?
All on the list.
Well, I have something from the brand. I'm not going to specifically name who sent it to me, Jeff Lane. But I will play it right now. It's we're going to have to find out, get to the bottom of this mystery here. Give me one sec to set it up. You know, it's their gimmick on the show to play Fart or Not. But I was sent this, and I'm just going to steal it from them. And we're gonna have to find out here who is the guilty.
Okay, I don't know that they play that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, they see somebody farted on their podcast.
Yeah.
Like audibly. Like people. just to reiterate.
Who's going
to
do that on
Vince's brand members will all listen to all these other shows and then send in content for Cash Rating the Mark show. And they'll always send in things that sound like the guys farted.
Yeah, but.
Right.
You'll see here that this is a...
What show is this?
It's our show.
Okay.
We're going to find out the guilty party here. So this is... I actually remember this is about a year ago, and someone dug it up off the YouTube channel. So here we go.
Okay. Their mother, because we're engaged in wrestling media, everybody and their mother is trying to tell you it's work.
Yeah.
So how do you, like, you know, how do you invest yourself in this? You know,
that
you
was
basically
definitely
just
a
have
fart.
To... Okay, but it wasn't me because I wouldn't farted while I was talking.
Right.
Well, also on the line was me and Shane Helms. And I'm not sure if – I think Conan was running late or something like that. So we started talking Bound for Glory. So it's either you,
oh, so you're the, so
me,
it's,
or
no,
Helms.
No, it's not me. It's definitely not me because I wouldn't be talking and farting, you know?
And it comes down to –
But I like how Joe's still laughing at this. So stupid.
So great.
Go ahead. So
we don't have, we're not going to narrow this down?
No. Well, it's either you or Shane then.
It's true.
All right. Shane
farted T-shirts.
Right. Yeah. The Conspiracy Horsemen.
They're on the list. Stevie Richards. What's his name?
Papadon.
You know, all those guys. They're so.
Forget
on the list.
Big Sal.
Yeah. Russian Bids.
Oh.
Oh my God, that idiot. He's still on the list. They're still talking about predictive programming, like in cartoons and stuff and comedy shows. I don't know. It's just to...
The
mentally disturbed.
Yeah.
Is like, well, yeah.
He's got a lot of supporters.
That just proves there's a lot of mentally disturbed people out there.
Yeah.
Pat Simon Diamond, who came up with the reverse battle royal, which was voted the worst work match of 2006 by the Observer, and the term Watts approved, because you don't think he ever met Watts, and if you did, Watts probably would have slapped him.
Yeah, it's BS. He's on the list. That all match right. is on the list. Terrible.
Marcus Everett.
Kid that went splat?
Yeah.
He's still on the list. There's been a few splats.
Right.
That people are posting that are not splats, but right. they are. Somebody showed one. Cross sent me one that looked like you guys killed themselves off the top of the thing, you know, onto the tables on the floor. Did you see
that was crazy. Yeah,
yeah. That's not wrestling. That's
what
that's
were you been thinking? Like what? Just,
I mean, that's people thinking they're going to get over by doing that stuff and nearly killing themselves
to
try to do it.
Yeah, but how you have thought that was going to go any other way except and, how it went?
Well, but the
bro, you're flipping the guy over your head. The guy has no control.
Yeah. So basically, then you'll have people on that will respond to these tweets, and you're saying that if you bury the guy, say these guys are idiots. They're trying to kill themselves. They go, these guys are putting their life on the line for your entertainment. But that's not pro wrestling. We don't put our lives on the line. We're supposed to like, take care of each other. We're supposed to do this without even literally hurting each other. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to make it look like we're hurting each other. And these guys are literally trying to hurt each other. Like, they're not doing pro wrestling. So if they hurt each other, good. I hope they do get hurt.
Okay, you know? So where's a fine line between, you know, entertainment and you as the consumer just being disgusted or can't even watch because what they're doing is so asinine just to try to get a pop that it's not even enjoyable. You know what I'm right. saying?
And you actually want to subject a crowd of people to go watch somebody die in front of you? Like, well, some of these guys breaks his neck. That's stupid. It just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I mean, I don't think people are going to wrestling shows and having to say a prayer before they go, hoping the wrestlers don't die. You know, that should not be like one of the things that you do before you go see
I don't
a wrestling
think,
event.
I think when wrestlers go to those shows, well, didn't you do that type of shit, Joe? Like extreme wrestling? I don't think people go there thinking, I hope nobody dies. They're just like, I hope nobody gets hurt too bad because somebody's going to get fucked up.
Yeah, I think the fan bases, and we talked about Mark Wars and stuff earlier. I think there's just there's becoming a line between the fans where there's fans that have grown up and grown out of things like I would go to ECW Arena back in the day and see, you know, Terry Funk and Sabu in a barbed wire match and be thoroughly entertained, even though they were in severe danger a couple of times. Nowadays, I watch stuff like that and it kind of makes me uncomfortable. You know, I think I've kind of moved past the really hardcore stuff, and then you have this, you know, there's a lot of fans where no matter how extreme the bumps, it doesn't seem to bother them. They don't take it as, you know, these guys who really get hurt. They just, I don't know what it is, why they don't see it.
Yeah, they're desensitized.
Yeah,
when you see it so much, you know, it doesn't, and that's a bad thing about extreme wrestling, that you've got to take crazy bumps to stay over, you know.
Today's episode is sponsored by our good friends over at Manscaped, the leaders in below the waist grooming.
Yep.
It's back to school time, and we want to make sure you pack the essentials to have the best year yet. The Manscaped 4th Generation Performance Package is just that. Things are opening up. Be ready for whatever it is in the daily schedule for you. It's the perfect package for your package and includes the brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Fellas, go for the valedictorian of ball trimming and join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com. That's manscaped.com with the code K100, K100. So school is back, and the Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped is here to teach the body a lesson on male hygiene. We know how important male hygiene is, especially for people that watch wrestling.
For sure.
Inside, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, the Crop Preserver ball deodorant, the Crop Reviver toner, plus two free gifts. Performance Boxer Briefs, and the Shed Travel Bag. This package includes the brand new Lawnmower 4.0 and will give you the confidence to do anything you desire. New year, new you. You might screw around and attend Smoothballs University this fall. Wait a minute. Is that a thing? That's not a real thing. That's just a bad joke. This fourth generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. It also allows you to shave your pencil down and customize your trim through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. So you can trim the hair down there, and they give you a bunch of different, like...
clips.
Yes, the different clips to put in. It works, okay? It works good, too. It's a great... And it's a very smooth shave.
And the great thing is, if you're a female, you can put anything from a landing strip to a Dorito chip to the Hitler's mustache. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can put anything down there. Nothing.
The Lawnmower 4.0 also has a 7,000 RPM motor and a new multifunction on and off switch can engage a travel lock. and gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for more precise shape. This thing's like state of the art. It looks like a like a futuristic, you know, like weapon thing, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mentioned this thing is waterproof too. Excellent. You can use it in the shower as the shower is going. Mm-hmm. You can shave. It's ridiculous. So the package also comes with the weed whack to chop your worst weeds up top in both your nose and ear. Very, Joe, I know you probably need this.
That's very important. Get that nose hair out of there and fix your eyebrows, man. Women look at that.
Yeah, the weed whacker is also waterproof and a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. You know what I'm talking about. So after trimming your pubes and cleaning your holes, show them some love with the Manscaped liquid formulations. Now, these are the two most important ones, right? The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and the Crop Reviver Ball Toner are here to get you ready for class during the day and ready to party at night. Basically, it keeps you fresh down there. You never know when you might need to be fresh. If you're on a date with the ladies and like it comes to where you're going to have to expose those things, you want them to smell good. And Manscaped also threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0. Conan's favorite, the Manscaped Boxers, and the Shed Travel Bag. One is a comfy front pack for your balls, and the other is a backpack for your goods. And trust me, this underwear is tremendous. I usually buy Boss underwear, but the Manscaped underwear is just as good. Very comfortable. Just great fit. That's all I wear now. Manscaped and Boss.
Let me just say before you hit the end here that two of the things not mentioned in our ad this week, but that I definitely wanted to put over, is the Manscaped Refined Cologne. I use it. I wear it. I've had friends go, oh, what is that? And go on their phones and immediately order it. And there's also the foot duster spray, which you spray on your feet or in your shoes to keep the foot odor away as well. Equally as important as keeping your nose, hair, and eyebrows looking sharp.
So get 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. This year, graduate with a degree in clean balls from Manscaped.
Yo, let me just add to this. Not only is it convenient, just like Disco said, with the light and waterproof and very aerodynamic to hold and the leather case and the briefs, which are incredibly comfortable and everything else that comes with it. And they're high quality. If you buy another one, okay, you can also shave your face. You can shave your hair, your chest, under your arms. Women can use it. I mean, everybody shaves except German women, right? Nothing. So, I mean, go out there, get your Manscaped, you know, keep everything neat, keep everything groomed. Check it out at manscaped.com. Boom. Speaking about that, JoJo, the Creative Control Network, is pro wrestling tea store, his room, and being co-host of the Raven Show.
The Raven Effect. Nice.
All those just don't listen. It's so excessively obnoxious, especially with the conversation we had in the intro. It's extra upsetting this week.
You know, if I could maybe get a 1 week reprieve from the list, being that it's a very special anniversary now, that it's been 2 years since KG left the show and I was slotted in as third co-host.
That might have been a bigger mistake than getting rid of KG, but you're not getting off the list.
Damn it.
No, definitely not. He's still on the list. Yeah.
Right.
Had to give it a shot.
Happy birthday, Disco. Blow your candle out later.
That's
Shark Boy.
He's still on the list.
Does he have extra heat for being homecoming king and wearing a Pac-Man suit to the dance?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got extra heat because he's at the freaking he's in that match with that superhuman guy, the Mark.
Yeah. Did that already happen?
Did that already happen?
No, it's like October 11th or something like that.
I hope they put that kid over.
Joey Ryan. Joey Ryan is also in the match.
Yeah, I hope they do the penis. The Shark Boy gets penis flipped, and then the superhuman jumps onto Shark Boy with light bulb strapped to his body.
And he jumps and on pins, top of him.
Yeah.
And he jumps on top of him on that door that he jumped out that didn't break. That. Wait a minute. But he's got Shark Boy on top of that door that didn't break. Remember that he jumped on that had mouse traps on it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Brutal.
Should we get him on the show? Do you want to have an interview with Superhuman?
No, I don't want to have an interview. Okay. I don't want to make the kid any more famous than he is.
Just checking.
It's ridiculous.
I just thought there was nothing funnier than the guy trying to go through a door with mouse traps on top. And the mouse traps did nail him, but the door didn't break. Yeah. So he got doubly fucked up.
I'm a fan of the Legos when he does like an elbow drop on the Legos and the door.
That's tremendous. Yeah. Who's the other guy here? Raven and his stand-up comedy.
They're still absolutely still on the list. Somebody like that, somebody actually. So there was an interruption in the Raven podcast the other day where some female off camera like yelled at Raven, "You're not funny." Can you confirm that, Joe? Somebody tweeted that.
No.
Interesting. Somebody tweeted that. Somebody yelled, "You're not funny." Does Raven live with a girl?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Well, she was. I guess she had yelled and think you're not funny or something like that. Because somebody tweeted at me that happened, and I think you're just covering for Raven, Joe.
I could be.
You've become a Raven apologist.
Sycophant.
Apologizing for Raven's sycophant. You know,
his Sarah Sanders Huckabee.
Yeah. Right.
Let me see. Where are we over here? Oh, a guy that I saw in Vegas and had many words to say about you, Joey DeFalco. Oh,
that little punk. He's still on the list. Little prick.
The Burning Man man.
The guy that really got effed up on fentanyl bath salts and flacking shrooms at the Burning Man concert and ran into the fire and to think he thought he was the Burning Man, he'd be burned to death, that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on the list.
I think he had bath salts, too.
Sure.
Jay George.
Still on the list. Anything from those guys?
Yeah, we got a plethora this week, starting with Jay George, but then there's a return and there's a new addition.
All right.
So we will start.
Let me get my kazoo right.
We will start, of course, with Jay George.
Yeah, Mitch, I don't know what the fuck you said, bro, but you never put a fucking dollar in my pocket, and I have no regard for you as a human being. If I ever saw you in person, I'd fucking smack you in the mouth. And if I were booked against you in a match, I wouldn't be professional at all. I'd fucking shoot on you and expose you in front of your friends, your family, in front of everybody. Mitch, keep my fucking name out of your mouth, because the letters, the arrangement of those letters and syllables they form were not intended to ever come out of your mouth for whatever circumstance. I'm fucking done with this promo. Have a good week, guys.
Wow. That was like a Matt Riddle type promo, you know, like shooting on you, like it's no more professionalism. You know, I'll beat you up, you know, for real.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So does Mitch Valentine have any response?
This just got turned up.
No,
yeah,
it's
turn up.
There's no Mitch Valentine.
That was a good, definitely the past two promos have reignited this angle.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
You know, and like maybe at the Hulu Theater at the Garden,
might
be a good dark match before the thing, you know, for the local fit. If you're having trouble, you know, if there's enough people that listen to the show that could fill up the Hulu Theater, you might have to put that show on to draw for the in-house, you know?
Yeah, I think I like Angry Jay George a lot. That was good.
Yeah, so, he's changed. He's got a new character.
He's angry. He changed his hair.
It used to be it's your boy. He changed his whole thing, right?
So following that, we have you may have seen this guy. He
time out. Joe, are you interjecting a new promo in here, like of some a new character or something?
There's a new character. No, that's what I said. There's also a new addition this week.
All right, who?
His name is The Activist.
All right, let's hear it.
And you may have seen this guy recently on Twitter getting into it with Joey Janela.
Maybe I didn't. I don't.
Maybe
follow.
Not. But we'll see.
Jesus.
Well, let me introduce myself. My name is The Activist, the new face of freedom, OB Tynes. And first and foremost, I'm a constitutional rights activist, and I stand for freedom, truth, and justice. And right now, as you can see, I am in a gym, halfway done my workout. You know, a rare place where you will see Joey Janela. It's probably stuffing his fat face at a fucking Cracker Barrel or something. But I seen what he's said on Twitter. Very, very triggered over my opinions that weren't derogatory in any way. He told me to get the fuck out the business. Well, guess what? Get the fuck up out of your house and come to a damn gym and get rid of that pot fucking belly. All right. I realize your initials are JJ. They need to just change them to BB, old biscuit body having ass boy. But nonetheless, I want to issue a challenge to you and only you. Instead of a wrestling match, let's do an MMA fight in a cage. Let's say we do UFC rules, 3 5-minute rounds. Since you can talk the talk, let's see if you can walk the walk. I know right now you think you're jumping, but let me end this with a little something. I know right now you're hurting inside, but these last lines really hurt your pride. when I finally see you, you're gonna catch this fade. And I'll prove once again what Enzo already did. Your bitch made.
Joe, let me ask you a question. What was the purpose of that?
He's a listener of the show. I guess.
He sent this to us?
Yeah, yeah.
So did he maybe like maybe we'll like expose like, it expose good. It to Joey Janela?
I guess so. Yeah, he had a
Discoless Wrestling. There's been a lot of heat turned up this week.
Yeah, AEW
and going head to head with NXT. The guys are upping their game, trying to draw some money.
We started off with two good promos. I like that.
So yeah, we got the activist.
Yeah,
His
name is OB Tynes, and he also calls himself the new face of freedom. I think he.
We may have to bring Joey Janela on the show and play this for good.
Yeah, we got to bring Joey on. Get Joey on. That's number one. Because
Joey's
two.
An old school. Joey said
Enzo.
Joey's an old school shit talker. He might like. He likes to talk. He's like he said. He'd like to talk shit. This guy's took a page out of the Joey Janela handbook.
Right.
I believe
he talks shit about Joey Janela.
That started with this gentleman OB Tynes coming out against Nyla Rose wrestling for the women's championship, and then Joey Janela kind of calling him out on that and saying, you know. Get the fuck out of wrestling. We don't need we don't need your kind.
I don't want to give a social justice argument.
Is he a wrestler?
Yeah, OB Tynes, the activist. Yeah.
But where's he from?
Virginia, it says here.
Virginia. Yeah. All right.
So we have one more.
Two good promos. Boom.
We have one more. It's a return from the Illumination. This guy always puts a little something in his videos. I like
so
it.
So the Let's Thunderheart Chamberlain has returned. We find it fitting that you change your moniker. As the only thing unpredictable in your boring life was your test results after being intimate with Felicia Rose. Speaking of poor life choices, there's Mitch Valentine. We find it unfortunate that his mother did not have a Mitch carriage. Gentlemen, the time is getting closer. You, like everyone else, will either accept salvation or suffer the consequences. Love and light, the Illumination.
They got a weird character too now. So J. George.
But why are you laughing so hard? Why are you laughing so hard? Was that you? Did you do this?
No, I'm not the Illumination. But I thought him.
But you're laughing like you heard this for the first time, and I know you've heard this before.
No, I never.
Trying to get this guy in your network. Wait a minute, something's going on here. Hey, Illuminati guys. If he's trying to get you on his network or to sponsor him on his Patreon, that's why he's laughing like that, okay?
I liked how he suggested that his mother should have had a Mitch carriage. I thought that was good stuff.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. Well, that's we get some we get a lot of heat. We got two matches now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got Mitch Valentine versus Jay George. I'm going to make that a singles.
Mm-hmm.
But what's this guy's name?
The Illumination.
The Illumination. He's waiting in the wings.
He should do a run.
You know, he's maybe going.
Wait a minute. He should do a run.
He's going to make himself known or something. And then we also have Joey Janela possibly accepting the open challenge of the other guy.
Yeah, OB Tynes. You know?
All right. So what else we got on the list?
Mike Beltran's mustache, the ref from UFC.
Oh, he's still on the list. He tried to hold Rampage back with that mustache the other day in that Brian Bader thing.
Right. And then a lot of people have been sending me pictures on Twitter that now he's on that Mayan series.
I'll never watch that show.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well,
that show.
That's good casting, though.
Yeah, it is good casting. It's a show about a bunch of degenerate bikers, right?
Jeff Lane's room.
With all the toys?
Yeah.
Still on the list.
You think he plays with them?
Absolutely.
All right.
100%.
Fig bads?
100%.
All right. Kevin Kleinrock, Triple A, and Aero Lucha.
Those are still on the list, obviously.
Ryan Satin and his girlfriend, Erica Steiner.
They're definitely still on the list, especially after this week's fiasco.
Independent, New Japan, Mexican, and women's wrestling.
All those are still on the list.
Seth Rollins' ribs.
His knee, he still is not selling his ribs, so it's still on the list.
All right. WWE Creative.
Still on the list.
X-Pac.
On the list.
And the Meltzer rating system.
That's still on the list, especially all the drama it caused this week that I didn't even want to have a part of. It's ridiculous.
All right.
Every day we're processing more and more information, news, opinions, social media, apps, new technology. And if you're going to stay ahead of the curve, your brain needs to be firing on all cylinders. But let me ask you, are you feeding your brain? If you're getting brain fog, having trouble concentrating or remembering things, or, like me, need help battling with the master of the verbal gems, Conan, it could be that your brain is not getting the nutrients it needs to perform at its best. Joe, I think you have a perfect example of this, is you forgot our schedule, the time we were supposed to start.
I certainly did. I'm actually going on the site right now to order it.
That's why I would like to encourage you to try Total Mind. Total Mind is a daily nootropic supplement specifically designed to help your cognitive function. A blend of key vitamins, minerals, and DMAE, a naturally occurring compound that has been shown to increase neurotransmitter production and prevent age-related decline and memory loss. I could use that. Total Mind is the latest in a new line of products for our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition, with our good friend Nick Aldis. Try a 30-day supply of Total Mind now and see the results for yourself. Go to LegacySups.com and use code K100 for 10% off your entire order. Get smart with Total Mind. That's LegacySupps.com and use code K100 for 10% off your entire order.
I think you need an alarm clock, not Legacy Subs, even though you could use that too. Yes. But let me tell you what happened, and I doubt very seriously, very disingenuous for you to say, oh, I was ordering it just as you were saying it. I highly doubt that because I didn't see you order it. Right. But I will say this.
Order. Oh, he did order it.
You are very quick. What was the other thing? Oh, so here's what happened. He had told me about this, Nick. So I tried it because, you know me, I like to smoke a lot of weed. So I forget shit. Or maybe it's my age. I don't know. And it's really actually helped me remember more stuff and with my concentration. That's why, you know, we're shopping this to you guys, because I tried it myself and it worked. And I'm always fucking high, forgetting everything, you know, so it does work. Get your mind right with Total Mind at Legacy Subs. Boom.